book of Psalms, Psalm 18. Psalm 18. We'll begin reading in verse 24. Therefore hath the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. With the merciful thou wilt show thyself merciful, with the upright man thou wilt show thyself upright, with the pure thou wilt show thyself pure, and with the froward thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but will bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Let's pray together. Dear Father, we come to you this afternoon and we ask you, Lord, that you would speak to us plainly from your word. God, help us to know, God, the truth about you and your desire and your intentions, your expectations, and your promises. We ask these things in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Here in Psalms 18, we come to a transition through the psalm. It's a wonderful psalm to read. David has a lot of things to say about God and the goodness of God. But this afternoon, I would like us to consider the wills of God. Not the will of God, the wills of God here in Psalms 18. Notice what David said, that this is that all these things, these wills of God, if you will, are contingent upon your and my behavior. In verse 24, the psalmist tells us that God recompensed him according to his righteousness. He paid him in kind according to his behavior. He said, according to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight. That's how God repaid him. Notice, verse 25, one of the wills of God is that God will be merciful. He says, with the merciful, thou wilt show thyself merciful. God is one who gives mercy, especially to those who show mercy. If you are a merciful person, if you extend mercy, you know, mercy mercy doesn't come with an attitude. Mercy does not come with an attitude. You know, a lot of people, they think they're merciful because mercy is the withholding of deserved judgment, for a definition if you're looking for that. But some people think they're merciful because they withheld judgment, but they do it with an attitude, as though they were the greatest person in the world because they showed you mercy. As though you owed them something because, you know, when God shows mercy, he does it without any strings attached to it. That's why the Bible, when Jesus was telling the parable and about the rich man the guy owed the rich man the money, and the Bible says that he frankly forgave him. Frankly, that means outright, plainly, simply, just forgave the debt. That is mercy. It didn't come with any attitudes or any contingencies. It's just he frankly forgave him. He just said, okay, that's what, forget it. Mercy does not come with an attitude. With the merciful, he said, thou wilt show thyself merciful. Notice also he says, with an upright man, thou wilt show thyself upright. An upright man. That's a man who is willing to do what's right. An upright man, a man who is honest and forthright in the things he does. God says, that's the way he's going to be towards you. Honest and forthright. An upright man, God shows himself to you as you are to him. With an upright man, are you willing to do what is right? When you do that, which is when you make mistakes, when you falter, are you willing to do what is right? With an upright man, he said he will show himself upright. He says in verse 26, with the pure, thou wilt show thyself pure. You know, if you keep a pure heart and a pure mind, you will see more and more of the purity of God. You will delight more and more in the beauty of the purity and the holiness of God. As you live pure, he shows you more of his purity. He reveals more of himself. I always think about the book of Isaiah chapter 6 when he said that he saw the Lord high and lifted up and his train filled the temple. He saw a glorious God. And as you and I, as we live to have pure hearts and pure minds, we will come to know a glorious, high, and lifted up God. He says here, with the froward, thou wilt show thyself froward. With the froward, thou wilt show thyself froward. You understand that when you and I, when we, you know, it's sort of like he said in the book of Malachi, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. And they said, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. You see, all through the book of Malachi, God is answering them, and he gives them the reproof, and they say, when did I do that? Because they didn't pay any, they didn't realize, you know, they didn't understand that God was showing himself froward to them because they were froward to him. They would bring broken animals for sacrifice who had broken limbs. They'd bring animals for sacrifice who were diseased or who were sick or maybe who got killed that morning by accident. So they went ahead and brought him in. And God said, he said, you bring me this stuff. He says, take it to the governor. Will he receive thee? He said, if you take that same sick lamb that you want to offer to me, if you take that to the governor and offer it to him, is he going to let you come in and give that to him? Well, no, he won't. But you want to offer it to me. You see, when you and I, when we are froward towards men and towards God, he is froward towards us. He repays us in kind. Thou wilt show thyself froward. For thou wilt save the afflicted people. God will save afflicted people. That's something he wants to do. When they turn to him, he will save them. He said, but will bring down high looks. He will bring down high looks. You know, folks, in this world today, there's a lot of people with a lot of high looks. In our government. And in our churches even, there are people with high looks. They got their nose stuck up in the air so high that if it rained, they'd drown. High looks. God said he's going to bring those down. He didn't say when. He said he's going to, though. God lifts up those who are oppressed, but he will judge those who have the high looks. And folks, we can have high looks towards one another, thinking we're better, we're smarter, blah, 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 blah. We're not. The same sin is in you that's in anyone else. And the same sin that's in anyone else is in you. Getting high looks, getting all high-minded. What do you have, Paul asked the Corinthians, that you have not received? And if you've received it, he said, why do you boast as though you didn't receive it? Why are you bragging about it like you didn't receive it? Person runs fast in a race. Oh, I'm a fast runner. Well, who gave you those fast legs? God. Who gives you the fast mind? God. Who gives you those things? God does. We have no reason to glory before Him. God will bring down high looks. He says, for thou wilt light my candle. Thou wilt light my candle. When I'm in darkness, He gives me light. But He doesn't light my candle for me. He lights my candles for others to see. Thou wilt light my candle. As you and I, as we walk with God, He will give us a testimony of His goodness, of His pureness, of His holiness, of His righteousness, of what He expects as we walk with Him. Thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Even in things when I don't understand what to do, I don't know what's going on, I don't know the next step, I don't understand the last passage I read, God said He would lighten my darkness. Enlighten it, I should say. He would bring light into it. He doesn't just light my candle, but He gives me light as well. That's what God does. The psalmist was rejoicing in the life that he received because of the life that he lived with God. The life that he lived with God. He says, the Lord has recompensed me. God will recompense you. If you're merciful, He will show you mercy. If you're upright, He will be upright with you. If you're pure, He will show you more of His pureness and holiness. If you're froward, though, He'll deal frowardly with you. He's going to save afflicted people. He will do it. And He will bring down the high looks. He doesn't say when. He doesn't say how. Read the book of Job. He tells Job, he says, behold all the proud and bring them down at once. You can't do that, Job, but God can. Those proud and high looks. I will light my candle. He's going to give you light. He's going to make you a light. He doesn't just make you a light. He gives you light. That's who God is. He said in verse 29, for by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God I have leaped over a wall. That's what God does. He gives us a strength to run through the enemy and to overcome the obstacles. If we'll just walk with Him, He'll give us all we need. Let's all stand to our feet for just a few minutes this afternoon.